Welcome to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films, every Friday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific and online at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. Award-winning documentary filmmaker Lucy Walker's latest project, Mountain Queen, The Summits of Lhapka Sherpa, tracks Lhapka's storied mountaineering career in pursuit of her record-breaking 10th summit of Mount Everest to reveal a rich personal history. From her childhood as a girl denied an education in rural Nepal, to her experience as an immigrant in America and survivor of intimate partner violence, as well as her fight to live as a fearless example for her teenage daughters. The film again is called Mountain Queen, The Summits of Lhapka Sherpa. We're joined today by the director, Lucy Walker. Lucy, welcome back to Film School Radio.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
First of all, Lhapka Sherpa is such an interesting person on so many different levels, determined, intelligent, intuitive. How did the two of you get together? And at what point did you see a documentary film based on her life story?
The story began for me because I actually made another Everest movie. That movie came out in 2006, and in order to make that, I climbed Everest from the north side in 2004. And actually, we weren't climbing the top of Everest making that movie. We were actually climbing the mountain next to Everest on the north side. And coincidentally, that happens to be called Lhapka Mountain. So there I was climbing Lhapka Mountain in 2004 when I heard about a very dramatic incident that took place with Lhapka Sherpa on the Nepal side of the mountain, where a very dramatic incident that becomes a kind of, in a way, the kind of center of the structure of the movie is 2004, because it's kind of the big twist in the movie. And so I was there on the mountain when that happened and first got to hear about her. And then there wasn't any sort of reporting really about her that scratched the surface, except for one piece in Outside magazine by a journalist who also happened to have written a profile about me. And so that was the first that really sort of started to kind of understand quite what she was kind of climbing up out of, you could say.
Yes.
And had me hooked. And then that was how this movie began many years ago. And we had an amazing team making it. And our amazing producer, Chris, was actually the first person that had met Lhapka and started to build that trust. And then we continued building that trust and relationship. And in 2022, yeah, we got the budget together to actually climb Everest with Lhapka, because she was in a position where she wanted to sort of reclaim her legacy, sort of like her life's purpose, which we could really clearly see because she states it beautifully as a young woman in the year 2000. She wasn't going to take all the things that she'd been through growing up in Nepal. She wasn't allowed to work as a girl. She wasn't allowed to go to school as a girl. She had to cut her hair off to get a job and escape an arranged marriage and be in the beloved mountains, working as a porter, which may not be other people's idea of fun, but she loved it because she got to be in her beloved mountains, even if she was climbing 100 kilos on her back, like a yak, she says. So she was off, you know, as a young woman, like loving it, being in the mountains, loving like being an independent teenage girl as she was. And then she becomes pregnant and is abandoned by the father of the baby and suffers terribly, because that's an enormous stigma in that time, in that region. And yet she didn't let that sort of knock her down for long. In fact, she enters a running race, wins it, opens a tea house, and then for years begs her customers to let her be the first Nepali woman to try and summit Mount Everest, because she knows she has what it takes, and no Nepali woman had ever been able to do that. and summit successfully and return alive, to show women and girls what they were capable of and to really inspire others for positive change in the world. So she has this kind of mission, but where we meet her at the beginning of the movie, her own girls are totally uninspired, having a really difficult time, struggling and traumatized, and in need of some inspiration. And Lagpa's washing dishes in Whole Foods and a struggling single mom, very sort of hard scrabble, like immigrant, but she's a special one. She's an absolute phenomenon. I know everyone thinks they've got the most remarkable like story for their documentary, but I think Lagpa is just absolutely the most remarkable person I've ever had the privilege of documenting. And I've had the privilege of documenting some completely remarkable people. And she gets this idea, which we're not quite sure is delusional, to go climb Everest straight from her tiny weenie apartment in Connecticut and take, you know, she tries to take both daughters. Only one will go. Only one's talking to her, but she wants to go back to the mountain. And that is her kind of strength and her, it's what she knows how to do that will fix her, that will fix everything. That is her religion and her doctor and her happy place and her unbelievable kind of great gift and skill. And so she is inspired to do that. And at the beginning you think, wow, is that like possible? So yeah, she takes us on this journey. And I knew I wanted to capture that Everest climb as an amazing sort of cinematic journey to take the audience on.
It is, and so much of her life is her refusing to take no for an answer. So much of her life is this indomitable spirit. And if I butcher this, please help me out. Chumalungma?
Chumalungma, yeah, exactly.
That is her mother goddess. That is Mount Everest. That is the life force that seems to imbue everything about her. And one of the cool things about the movies is we see her in so many different iterations as a young woman, as a mother, as someone who's trying to raise a family with raise her son, two daughters. And then we see her in her traditional garb. And the thing about her that I think is really, for me, one of the keys to her is she embraces all of it. There isn't anything about her life, anything about the things that she's faced as challenges that she's not willing to take on and to do the very best that she can and make the most positive out of it, no matter what it is.
That's exactly right. She has this extraordinary spirit that is so brilliant and phenomenal to just observe about how she's taken these enormous setbacks, and her response to them is to keep climbing higher and showing them what she's capable of and what others are capable of. It's really something. She's also hilarious, you know. She happens to be like the most charming and hilarious person as well, even though her English is like her very own blend of English, you know what I mean? And I wasn't sure initially that, you know, the audience would love the way she spoke as much as I did, but they really do. So I was a great relief as well.
There's an enduring image that I have watching the film was a shot of her mother. And her mother kind of staring off into whatever it was. I don't know why it just stuck with me, because just sort of I guess cinematically, she's has really a face that is cinematic, if you will, or tells a lot about her life in her face, but also just the juxtaposition of her and her outlook and then Lagpa's. So I thought that was just did you film that part of her mom, or was that something?
Yeah, that's all our team's footage as well. And it's a really striking shot, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Lagpa really, you know, defined herself by wanting this outdoor life. And she and her mom have a great relationship, but the life for Sherpa women was very an indoor life, and Lhakpa was such an outdoors athletic. I just to sort of imagine if it's like the Venus and Serena didn't have a tennis court, you know what I mean? If you took, you know, a ball away from LeBron James or something like that, right? That was what it was like. I mean, she's a really like generational athlete. She's a real greatest of all time climber. And she grew up in the mountains, but she was expected to kind of be indoors.
Yeah.
And in a culture where she wasn't even allowed to go to school. In fact, she had to kind of carry her brother to school 2 hours there and back. She says she was a very good yellow bus, but the pain that she was in because she wanted to learn, it was very powerful for me to really experience that her whole life has been really so impacted by that terrible idea that girls weren't allowed in education. You know, for me, education was so important, but for her, she wasn't allowed it and she had to find her way without it. So it's even more impressive that she's accomplished all that she's accomplished without being able to read or write and in her fourth language, because Sherpa's its own language. Then she learned Nepali, then she learned Romanian because she thought her husband was American, but who's actually Romanian. And then she learned, she's an absolute phenomenon. There's a line in the movie where we hear that there's a Nepali adage that to have a daughter is to be like watering a neighbor's garden, you know, so that image of, because you have to pay a dowry and like just these girls are considered such a burden. It's such a sexist, such an unequal society. And she was so determined that we could do better. It was absolutely fascinating. When she did good, you know, her dad said he put her on the son level, the level of being a son, because boys are so much more valued than girls in that culture. So she really set out to make a change. And what's of course extra exciting about this movie coming out is that even though things are, you know, things have been changing a little bit slowly, I mean, this movie is going to be a real part in that too. And it's going to be the first ever movie that Netflix is subtitled in Nepali. And I think it's going to have a just very positive impact in that region.
Congratulations on that. There was something about when you were describing her taking her brother to school, another small detail, but I think it illuminates so much more about her and the situation for women in general. And that is that she, even in the time when she was dropping him off in the classroom, she would hear things being said and how they stuck with her because it's that important to her.
She says the thing she heard when she stopped to listen one day. Right. She recalled the teacher and what the teacher said, and she recounts them learning their alphabet.
Yeah.
And she just lights up, and you can just see that this kind of crumb of education she had, she'd fallen on it and memorized it. And it breaks my heart. When I think about my early life, personally, I think about how my dad believed in educating girls, and he had four daughters, and how much of a difference that's made in my life, and that hasn't been available to her. You know, when we were at Toronto Film Festival, I wanted her to see a movie before so that she might see that somebody else doing a Q&A. And I just wanted her to get comfortable with the idea of like presenting a movie at a film festival because she'd never been before. But on the way to the movie, she said she'd never watched a movie before. And I said, well, you've never been to a movie theater? And she said, no, I've never watched a movie before. Because you realize that if you don't read and write, then remote controls are difficult. TVs are difficult. She speaks Sherpa as a first language, and there's no like things produced in her Sherpa language. And she's also had to work so hard that she hasn't even had time to sit down because she's sort of working so many jobs or likes nature when she does get a moment off and sort of, she says, breaks out of jail when she's not working. Then we sat down and we were very excited because the amazing Toronto programmer had given us tickets to the opening night movie. And I was excited for her to see this fantastic movie. And it was about sports. So I thought she's going to love it. And then the moment it came on, it had subtitles. And she looked at me and I thought, oh my gosh, she has no idea what they're saying. And what an idiot I am to have forgotten that. And it's just a reminder about I thought I was conscious, you know, because it comes up a lot, because you when you send text messages, you have to voice notes are better because you have to wait for her kids to get them but then help her with the language and stuff like that. Just constantly becoming more and more aware about what a big thing it is to have been deprived that education, because it is so hard to catch up when you don't learn to read and write as a kid. And so it's, yeah, heartbreaking to interview her and in that moment realize that she's lighting up, recalling the one time she listened in at the schoolroom door and heard what the teacher was saying. And you just think, wow, she wanted it so badly. And yeah, that moment's in the movie.
There's so much about this film to love. Mountain Queen, the summits of Lhagva Sherpa. It's going to be premiering in theaters in LA, New York, and San Francisco on the 26th of July at the Bay Theater in LA, at the Paris Theater in New York, and at the Landmark Opera Plaza in San Francisco, eventually going to Netflix.
Definitely a big screen movie. I mean, this is like
it is a big screen
movie. And the emotional ride. It is definitely a big
screen.
Yeah, worth getting a babysitter for. It's also a great parent teen movie. If I had like sulky teenagers, I'd like show them every day, basically. But it's definitely one for young people because the teenage characters are so great, and one for moms because, but definitely one for dads as well. And it is a great big screen experience. But I have to say, we didn't make it with Netflix. They acquired us afterwards. And it was the joy of our lives. It was a real dream come true when Netflix acquired us, because for Lhagva's story to be going out in 190 countries and to be subtitled in Nepali, and just for the whole world to get to see this remarkable woman overcoming the odds and triumphing, it's such a fable of, triumph and inspiration. And to be able to share that with the whole world at one time on Netflix, I mean, we have to tell people that it's going to be on Netflix from July 31st.
It could not have happened to two better people. Lhagva Sherpa and yourself to get this wide release all over the world. And Lucy Walker, thank you so very much for your time. Thank you so much for Mountain Queen, the summits of Lhagva Sherpa. And anytime, please come back. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
You've been listening to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films. You can find out more about the program at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week with another edition of Film School Radio.